currently 11 a.m.
On August 24th at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Mississippi Hill Country blues guitarist and singer Cedric Burnside takes the stage. Burnside was born in the blues as much as he was in funk, rock, soul, and hip-hop, which is reflected in his modern Hill Country blues. The performance is Tuesday, August 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Ticket information can be found at acadianacenterforthearts.org.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal for over 32 years. Acadian Pawn provides local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street and 110 Gilbo Road in Lafayette. More information at acadianpawn.com. acadianpawn.com.
How does your business benefit when you underwrite KRVS programming? You build brand awareness in a clutterless, commercial-free environment, link your brand with trusted programming, target our dedicated and discerning audience, and show your support for arts and learning in Acadiana. Make an impact on your business and your community by becoming an underwriter today. Call us at 337-482-5787, 337-482-KRVS, and ask about underwriting.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm biding my time. Pour me two more, Miss Waiter. Got lots on my mind. I'm going back to Louisiana to that girl I left behind. She's just my style. She knocks me out when she looks me in the eye. I'm going back to Louisiana to that girl I left behind. Well, she used to live in Freeport, then she moved. Bet you 10 to 1 she gone to Baton Rouge. I'm gonna look her up if you know what I mean. If I got to go as far as New Orleans, but you know that I've got to get myself together, got to move on down the line. I'm going back to Louisiana to that girl I left
Clarence Gatemouth Brown from the album Back to Louisiana that came out in 2001. Back to Bogalusa. That's the name of the disc, the name of the song, Back to Louisiana. And the title reflects the fact that that this album was recorded at the studio in the country in Bogalusa. And featured on that track on slide guitar was Sonny Landreth, Gatemouth, of course, on guitar, as was Mike Loudermilk. Clarence Gatemouth Brown bringing us into the third hour of 4 Hours of Blues for us here this Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Clarence Gatemouth Brown got a real boost in his career back in 1945 when he was at the Bronze Peacock Club in Houston. And that night, T-Bone Walker was playing. T-Bone got sick on stage and had to leave the stage. Gatemouth Brown saw a great opportunity, and he leapt at it, literally. Got on stage and started playing, and after that, producer Don Robey was impressed with Gatemouth and ended up giving him a job. We're going to turn to T-Bone Walker next here on KRVS. Here's T-Bone from September of 1950 doing a number called I Walked Away.
And I walked away. Just pack my grip and I walked away. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I walked away. Well, the girl got away with murder in the first degree. Yes, she got away with murder in the first degree. She tried her best to make a fool out of me. Walked away. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I walked away. Now she plays all day, she fuss all night. If I opened my mouth, she was ready to fight. So I packed my grip and I walked away.
Hey!
Hello, Little Boy. That was Ruth Brown, recorded back in 1950 with, 53 with, well, I don't know what that one made it, but she had a number of number one hits on the R&B charts back during that time, from maybe 49 to 55. She was a wonderful singer. And before the curtain closed on her act, she had won a Tony Award and a Grammy. And she passed away in 2006, recorded for decades. Again, Ruth Brown. Ruth preceded by T-Bone Walker. We heard T-Bone Walker on guitar and vocals from 1950 doing a number called I Walked Away. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to a brand new disc by contemporary blues man and songwriter Mick Colossa. Mick on guitar and vocals. His disc is called Wasted Youth. And like a lot of people, he had a rough year last year with COVID and everything. Lost his wife, lost a few friends. From his disc, Wasted Youth, here is Mick Colossa with a number four. It's called Touching Base.
One, two, when our love was new, I'd sit back and play all these low notes for you. Now we're both working so hard, being together just ain't in the cards. Oh Lord, now I know what it's like to be feeling blue. Touch base. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of your face. I haven't seen you in so long. I can only visit you in a song. Oh, please, baby, I need you to touch base. Touch base. It might be months before our next embrace. For now, our thoughts are mostly expressed in emails, memes, and broken up texts. Oh, baby, how I need for us to touch base. About the two of us touching base. Right now I'm feeling like a shoe with a broken lace. I know for a while this is what has to be, but oh how I wish you were here with me. I just can't wait for us to touch base.
Thank you. for you. You can't get it right, no matter what you do. Your roller coaster, baby, you gave me such a thrill.
Mississippi Heat from their disc Cab Driving Man. That one came out in 2016. They've had a slew of them out. Despite the name, they're based out of Chicago. The group leader is Pierre Lacoque, who plays really, really fine blues harp. He's originally from Israel, grew up in Belgium, and ultimately ended up in Chicago for education, but education turned out to be a bit of it on Maxwell Street and ultimately in the blues. And on the vocals on that particular track, Michael Dotson, he was also the guitar player. Before that, we heard Mick Colossa from his brand new disc, Wasted Youth. Mick did a number for us called Touching Bass. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to John Hammond. His career started back in the 1960s. He has had countless albums and discs out over the years, a lot of great renditions of traditional blues tunes, and then some newer material. We're going to turn to his disc, Wicked Grin, that came out in 2001, and 12 out of the 13 tunes on this disc, if I remember correctly, were written by his friend Tom Waits. Here's one of them, John Hammond, with a number called Murder in the Red Barn from the disc Wicked Grin.
There was a murder in the Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn. Trees are bending over,
stars are lying down. The autumn's taking over. You can hear the buckshot hound. The watchman said to Reba the loon. Was it pale at Manzanita or blind Bob the raccoon? Pin it on a drifter. They sleep beneath the bridge. One plays the violin and sleeps inside a fridge. Now there was a murder. A murder in the Red Barn. Someone's crying in the woods. Someone's burying all his clothes. And I slammed the crank from Weezer. Slept outside last night and froze. Roadkill has its season, just like anything. It's possums in the autumn and farm cats in the spring. Now there was a murder. A murder in the Red Barn. Now thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house or covet thy neighbor's wife. But for some it's murder. Is the only door they walk in into life. Now they surrounded the house. They took them off in chains. The sky turned black and bruised. And we had months of heavy rain. Now there's a murder. A murder in the Red Barn. The raven's nest in the rotted roof of Chenoweth's old place. And no one's asking Cal about that scar upon his face. Cause there's nothing strange about an axe with blood stains in the barn. There's always some kind of killing you gotta do around the farm. Now there's a murder in the Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn. Now the woods will never tell what sleeps beneath the tree or what's buried beneath a rock or hiding in the leaves. Cause roadkill has its seasons, just like anything. It's possums in the autumn and it's farm cats in the spring. Now there's a murder in the Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn. Lady can't do nothing without folks' tongues a-wagging. Is that blood on the tree or is autumn's red blaze? When the ground is soft for digging and the rain will bring all of this gloom, there's nothing wrong with a lady drinking alone in a room. The Red Barn. A murder in the Red Barn. Murder in the Red Barn. There's a murder in the Red Barn. There's a murder in the Red Barn. Ooh, murder in the Red Barn.
I said a murder in the red barn. 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 A murder in the red barn.
John Hammond here on KRVS, once again from his disc Wicked Grin that came out in 2001, and his rendition of that Tom Waits composition, Murder in the Red Barn. A lot of Tom Waits tracks on that, that particular disc. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we're going to take a look now at some of the music happening around the area. Tonight, Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole will be playing at the Hideaway on Lee in downtown Lafayette. Also tonight, Bleach, Lynx, and Traverse, all at Blue Moon Saloon. Charles Anthem at Grouse Room tonight, and also this evening, Reese Sullivan, along with Troy Richard and Richard Review. They'll all be playing at Artmosphere. Cade Lalonde will be at Tante Marie's in Brobridge this evening. And tomorrow there's a Cajun jam at Tante Marie's and also one at Vermilionville. The one at Vermilionville here in Lafayette starts around 1 p.m. And the one at Tante Marie's runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, that's in Brobridge. It'll be hosted by Forrest Yuval tomorrow. And then tomorrow evening at Tante Marie's, Sam Broussard will be performing. And let me see, at Rock and Bowl tomorrow night, Rouge Crew will play. GTO Party Band will be appearing at the Grouse Room. Dr. Daylight Jazz Company will be having an album release party at the Hideaway on Lee in downtown. That's tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, Kiva, The Posts, and OTC will be at Blue Moon Saloon. And the Beausoleil Trio will be playing at Bayou Teche Brewery in Arneville from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Also, there's an art walk scheduled for tomorrow evening starting around 6 p.m. In downtown Lafayette, mainly on Jefferson Street and accompanying blocks. On Sunday, Chubby Carrier will be playing at the Rockin' Bowl. Also on Sunday, Dirk and Rainey will appear at the Hideaway. And there's a Cajun jam Sunday afternoons at Bayou Teche Brewery in Arneville running from about 2 to 5 p.m. And this coming Sunday for the Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville, actually it's a whole day, Acadian Culture Day is taking place Sunday. And featured music for that event will be from Balfa Toujours and also from the Pine Leaf Boys. We're going to let Muddy Waters take it from here. We're going to go back to his album, King Bee. It was one of his last albums out. It was produced by Johnny Winter. Johnny is also on a number of tracks on this disc, playing guitar, Muddy on guitar, as is Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson and Bob Margolin, Jerry Portnoy on blues harp, Calvin Jones on bass, and Charles Calmazzi on bass on some tracks, Pine Top Perkins on piano, Willie Big Eyes Smith on drums. From 1981, the Muddy Waters Band, here on KRVS.
All right. Okay, we're gone. Roll it. Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a ripple when I want to get high. Should be no law. It
Coloto. Well, you know it shouldn't be no law in people that wanna smoke a little dope. We'll be right back.
to straighten up my act. But words are dirty words to me, and that's a natural fact. They ask me how I do it. What's my secret? What's my trick? I tell them both the most of chumps, you know, but me on both of them. I like a five again.
Life of Ease. That was the legendary blues band from an album of the same name that came out back in 1981. The band, a so-called legendary blues band, because most of the members had been with the Muddy Waters blues band. They ended up having to leave the band or go out on their own, I should say. They may have still played with them at times, but by 1981, Muddy Waters, his health was not that good, and he wasn't touring that often. And these guys needed to make a living. On this track, Calvin Jones was on bass and also doing the vocals. Jerry Portnoy was on blues harp. He wrote that tune. Willie Smith on drums. Pinetop Perkins on piano. And Louis Myers on guitar. Before that, we heard the Muddy Waters Band from the 1981 release, King Bee Muddy doing Champagne and Reefer. Music next from someone that learned a bit from Muddy Waters. They were related through marriage. We're talking about R.L. Burnside. He was from Holly Springs, Mississippi, and exemplified the sort of the North Hill Country sound of Mississippi blues. Learned a lot of blues stylings from Mississippi Fred McDowell, who lived not far from R.L. Burnside. We're going to go back to 1988 and listen to R.L. Burnside from his disc Acoustic Stories. Here he is covering a number that had been recorded earlier by John Lee Hooker.
Well, when my first wife left me, God knows it put me out on the road. Well, when my first wife left me, God knows it put me out on the road. You know, ever since that day, now, baby, I've been drifting from door to door. Well, you know, through and traveling, people, you know, my clothes got very thin. Well, you know, through and traveling, people, you know, my clothes got very thin. Yeah, and I was just sitting here one old man with my baby, she take me back again. If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. If my baby take me back again, God knows I won't leave my home no more. Well, I'd stayed home, my baby. And God knows I would settle down.
Nighthawk on guitar and vocals, recorded in Chicago back in October of 1952. Curtis Jones on piano on that particular track. Nighthawk, of course, originally from Mississippi. He got the moniker Nighthawk from a number he recorded called Prowling Nighthawk back in 1937. His real name was Robert Lee McCoy, also went by the name, born Robert Lee McCullum, and he went often by the name of Robert Lee McCoy. An interesting and talented blues player. He was a big influence on people like Elmore James and Earl Hooker. Before hearing Robert Nighthawk, we heard R.L. Burnside from 1988 doing a rendition of When My First Wife Quit Me, a number that John Lee Hooker recorded back in also in the 1980s, if I recollect correctly. From 1937, next year on KRVS, Tampa Red.
It hurt my tongue to talk. give me her love, even let me draw her pay. She let me draw her pay, yeah. She give me her love, even let me draw her pay. She was a real good woman, but unkindness drove away. Chicago screaming, hollering about the time so hard. And the women in Kokomo, baby, they drain the liquor from rail across the bar. Why don't you come on, baby, come on, and let's go back to Kokomo. Yes, I'm leaving here tomorrow morning. Tell me, baby, don't you want to go? Kokomo's about the best city I declare that I have ever saw. You can break them down both night and day, and won't be worried and bothered with no law. Why don't you come on, baby, come on, and let's go back to Kokomo. Yes, I'm leaving yet tomorrow morning. Now tell Daddy, don't you want to go? Now I'll tell you all about that city. I declare there ain't a great large town, but everywhere you go in Kokomo, baby, you find the women that breaking them down. Why don't you come on and go with me, baby? I declare I'm going back to Kokomo. Yes, I'm leaving here tomorrow morning. Baby, tell me, don't you want to go? This night Mary had a little lamb, I mean his feet as white as snow. Mary take that little lamb with her to most every place that she go. She went down to the depot agent, so give me a ticket back to Kokomo. Deep agent looked down at Mary's lamb. The Mary, I declare your lamb can't go. She lied, yes, come on, baby, come on. I declare I'm going back to Kokomo. Why don't you come on, baby, come on? Listen, tell me, don't you want to go? I'll help buy your ticket, baby. Only cost is $19.75. I'll help buy your ticket, baby. Only cost is $19.75. When that train leaves tomorrow morning, I want to catch that moon and train and ride.
Recorded in Chicago back in April of 1935. That was Freddie Spruill on guitar and vocals, with Carl Martin also on guitar in that particular track, a number called Mr. Freddie's Kokomo Blues. A lot of songs about Kokomo. This one may have been inspired by one recorded the prior September by Kokomo Arnold called the Original Kokomo Blues. And we heard Freddie Spruill originally from Lake Providence, Louisiana, but his family moved to Chicago when he was a small boy. Before we heard Freddie Spruill, we heard Tampa Red. Tampa, originally from Georgia, grew up in Tampa and, of course, ended up being one of the most significant and influential Chicago blues guitarists during the particularly the decade of the 1930s. Although he played and recorded on through, I think, into the at least late 1940s. We turn next year on KRVS to the late Etta James. We're going to listen to a track from her disc Blues to the Bone that came out in 2004 and won Etta a Grammy. Here's Etta with her rendition of the old blues classic, Little Red Rooster.
To crow for days. Oh, yeah. I'm a little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for days. When he keeps everything in the barnyard, upset in every way. Ah, the dogs begin to bark, and the hounds begin to howl. All right. Hey, Lord, and the hounds begin to howl. Oh, watch out, you people. The little red rooster is on the prowl. Been gone. Uh-huh. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him. Won't you drive him on home? Been gone. I said it ain't been no peace in the barnyard since my little rooster been gone.
Etta James, once again from the Grammy Award-winning disc Blues to the Bone, Little Red Rooster, number written by Willie Dixon and made famous by Howling Wolf. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. You can find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. And you can find us online. Our web address is krvs.org. We are a member of supported public radio, and we'd like to thank those of you out there who do support us and keep us on the air with your contributions. We would not be here without that support. Those of you who aren't, we hope that you'll consider membership. You can pledge financial support to KRVS anytime online at krvs.org. Just hit the donate button and help us out. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up in just about a minute or so. And at 12:06, we'll be back with our final hour of the Blues Box, kicking it off with some Taj Mahal. So stay tuned.
Watching scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in from south to north. We're going to see that spreading on in here for the rest of today. Could see some locally heavier rainfall with any of these storms. We're also going to be hot. The high between 90 and 95. Heat index value as high as 105. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low mid-70s. Throughout the weekend, we'll be dodging these on and off again chances for showers and thunderstorms. Hazy sunshine, too. Weekend highs are ranging from the low to middle 90s. I'm KRVS meteorologist Jennifer Aram.